With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You know, I read something on Twitter. I try not to pay too much attention to that stuff. But it was some kind of comment about, well, there's Auburn. Isn't that just like Auburn? And my reaction is, oh, you mean like getting the Final Four or getting the College World Series or playing in a January 1 bowl? Oh, you meant the fact that we didn't win the game. Well, I know a lot of people that weren't even in the game. Like 350 college baseball programs that weren't even in the game. And our team was not only in the game, they played unbelievable baseball for 8 innings. We're talking about no margin for error, unbelievable baseball. And then in the last inning, we just didn't close the deal. We needed 3 outs, and we made some errors and made some mistakes, and they made some plays. And, you know, obviously it was a, you know, devastating defeat. But to me, you know, I'm not going to let our last game define our season, and I don't think this loss is going to define baseballs.
Run like a wild man.
I watched you struggle, and I watched you wrestle with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
It took the whole country 2 billion, 3 billion, I can't remember how many people were. Yeah, to take down my town. That was pretty cool. But anyway, a lot of stuff shifted down because it got too expensive to make here to Honduras, Mexico, Guatemala, places where people were coming from to work in Fort Payne. A lot of what the companies do is they'll make the socks in Mexico. They won't finish them. They won't sew up the toe, even though it's better to just buy the machine that sews the toe now. And then they ship it back to places in Fort Payne and have them finish the toe so that they could slap the Made in America thing on. So, because that's like different than even like a cell phone or something.
That is different.
Like Motorola, big Texas company.
Yeah.
They were making the Moto X, the original Moto X, and their whole thing was assembled in America because like everybody was made somewhere else, but they had some people put it together. But this, they can say made because it's sewing it.
Your digital audio device is tuned in the Orange and True podcast. The correct turn here, stadium time is 8:44 p.m. We're harbored by collegeofmagnolia.com. I'm Senna Crow, at Senna Crow 2 on Twitter, at Senna Crow on Venmo. To one side of me is the rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, at Ryan S. Starrett.
We are literally watching Jamaica versus Honduras instead of the Braves game.
The offseason!
Crow hates baseball.
It's blacked out on this channel.
It's blacked out. To the other side of me, giving you full Fort Payne ASMR. A man of taste. A man of science. A man who owns a lot of tropical fish. AU Chief.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, did you see the thing I sent you about tropical fish in the group text?
No.
Man, it was from next door. It was some lady selling some fish.
Next door?
Yeah, on next door.
Oh, on next door. Oh,
yeah, not next door. You can go on.
You want to go?
Guy with the sweet truck?
My wife and I are big on the next door app. You can get some good stuff.
I used to get some good stuff off next door. I forgot my Nintendo Switch.
There you go. I have 4 freshwater aquarium fish. Uh-huh. Free to a good home.
Uh-huh.
White and black striped catfish. An orange and blue. No, sorry. An orange and black painted platy.
Platy.
A common pleco.
Oh.
And a bandit cory.
Let me see that.
A bandit cory.
I'll take a bandit cory.
When I acquired the tank, the fish came with it, but I have musk turtles, and I want to throw the fish into the mix.
Oh, they'll eat them.
As you might. So, you must have your own tank and accessories. I do have some food that'll come with the fish.
I'll just toss them all in my pond.
There's no photos of these
I fish. Have a pond, by the way.
You have a pond?
Well, I just started it this year.
You had a
How big is
painted
this pond?
Plate-y
oh, it's something? 30 gallon. It's a pond liner that I have. One of those pond inserts that you can buy at Home Depot. Got this one there. And it's just, I painted it so it kind of looks like a stone bowl. And it's sitting on my porch, or my patio, that is, with some plants around it, looking nice. Made a filter for it. I'm big into DIY, which we talked about.
Yeah. Well, you can come over, because guess what? Son of Crow is closing on a house. End of the month. So June 27th, Son of Crow, wife of Son of Crow, baby of Son of Crow, moving into a new home.
Nice.
It's going to take a lot of Chip and Joe on this house to make it.
take a whole lot of money, as George Harrison would say.
I don't know if it's take a whole lot of
money. A little patience and money.
To do it right. Speaking of do it, Auburn had a chance to do it. At the end of the game yesterday.
What a sad transition. Man.
It is. Professional podcaster.
Can I share real quick a message my wife just sent me?
Go for it.
Just out of the blue.
We don't need any more fish.
Yeah, probably. She probably, her ears were burning. She said, John Wick is a BA. I don't know where that came from, but
it's just a universal fact.
She's seen a picture of Keanu Reeves covered in blood and sweat.
She's probably watching it. It's probably on TV.
Last night, the Mississippi State Bulldogs, a team known for comeback wins. I saw a stat yesterday during the game. They have 3 more come from behind wins than any other team in baseball. Came from behind and beat our Auburn Tigers 5-4 in the bottom of the 9.
Yep.
You know, if we were the home team, Ryan, game's over.
Well, technically, you know, Mississippi State is closer to Omaha, so that makes them the home team.
That's how that works. Because they're ranked higher?
That's the higher seed.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Auburn is the most happy to be their team in this tournament. Oh, and they should be.
Should be.
They have no business being there for a number of reasons. But are there. And acquitted themselves well.
Earned their way there.
I mean, they beat a higher ranked North Carolina team. Sometimes that just happens.
Yeah, they beat a higher ranked Georgia Tech team.
Yep.
What I'm hearing is the Reggie Ball was not there.
Reggie Ball. That's kind of my perspective on this whole thing is I was bummed about the whole thing, but I was like, you know what? I'm not that bothered.
Yeah, Chief, we were talking about this before. There's the argument of, well, we're happy to be there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, myself included, aren't upset that we lost to Mississippi State. We got swept by them earlier in the year,
right. I believe. Yeah. We've lost a lot to them this year.
And it's just the way that it happened.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get it.
I'm not on board with it's typical Auburn fashion. I hate that argument. But man,
there's no such thing as typical Auburn, number one. Number two, superstitions are stupid. Number three, sports don't cross over into other sports. We could be the worst women's equestrian school in the world, which we're not.
It's actually the best.
We're actually the best. And it doesn't have any effect or benefit to the way that our baseball team plays. So the basketball team losing to Virginia doesn't bring some weird juju or mojo over into the baseball team.
Was Gus at the equestrian final? Was he at the equestrian final?
It's just the way that you had the game in the 9th inning. You had it with 2 outs.
If you believe that Gus Malzahn's presence affected that game negatively, the next time you get sick, listen, what you should do is drill a hole in your head because you let out the evil spirits that are living inside of you.
And you're going to blood sick anymore. Bit.
Yeah.
Leeches.
Actually, matter of fact, if you believe that, you should totally try that. Totally try it. Write to me afterwards and tell me how it goes.
Yeah,
do not take medical advice from this podcast.
I had a
disclaimer.
If you're dumb enough to take medical advice from this podcast,
that's true.
You totally should.
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest.
I had a repeat of the exact same thing that happened to me in Minneapolis, is that I thought we won.
Sure.
Because I was watching on ESPN. I saw him make the easy throw.
How did you see it, though? Because he didn't make it. He's not even close.
I saw him make the throw.
You didn't see how.
I was like, oh.
He ended up in the stands.
He lane kiffened it.
Gotcha.
But we didn't actually.
Yes, right. I was like, thank goodness. I was going to my phone to pop in my Bluetooth earbud and listen to Andy make the call. And as soon as I get Andy on, I realize,
the game's still going on.
Maybe this game is still going. So that was great.
People should not be mad at Edouard Julien.
No,
he's the only reason we were leading in the game.
The game's not 4-1. The game's like 1-1.
Is the guy the greatest third baseman in the world? No, but is he a good third baseman? Yes.
Did he score 3 of the 4 runs we scored? Yes.
He's been good all year in his first year at third base. So
he had 4 at bats.
Things happen.
Had 3 RBI and 2 hits.
Yeah. I mean, he was the reason we had a lead.
Not just a home run.
Look, he hit that. He hit that.
That was.
I almost called it in Fort Walton.
Which he's where I was. Right. Smoked that
so that was 430 feet with college baseball, not with the juiced MLB ball.
I saw it 469. I saw it listed at 469. Nice. And the longest home run in the history of that ballpark for a college
did,
series.
I did yes, it was that.
But like I said, there's a lot of speculation going around the last, especially this year, about the MLB having a juiced ball.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more home runs. The home runs are going further.
They should
this
make,
is not the MLB ball. This is the college ball.
They should have a juiced ball. They should make the stadium's only 200 feet. I'd watch it 10 times.
Oh, that's why softball is so exciting.
Yeah.
It's because of all the jacks.
Exactly.
I'm finding it really hard to be super upset. I know a lot of people were really upset about it, and I was just not that upset. I was bummed that it went down. Oh, man.
Oh, that's a big-time goal from Jamaica.
That ended up being an own goal?
Golazo.
No, it went off his
head. Whoa! Dude did a backflip.
Man, what's that guy's name?
Orgil.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the
pod. I have a hard time being super upset. One, because we're still playing.
This is probably why you're listening to this.
Yeah.
It's close to game time.
We play today as you listen to this. If you're listening on Tuesday at 2:00, right?
Jack, you got to get this thing out before the morning commute.
For sure.
Yeah.
Much of the morning drive kind of show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is definitely the first thing you want to listen to in the morning.
Bam, 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 bam. Call in. Tell me how the Democrats are doing.
But I'm just proud of the guys that they got there. I'm proud of the way they played yesterday. And things, I told Brian this, things like games end in a similar fashion all the time that way.
Sure.
All the time.
There's only so many ways.
There's walk-offs. There's errors that lead to runs. But yes.
This is not as common as you're leading it on.
Sure, it isn't every game. The LSU loss, that is Auburn discovering a new way to lose a game. I've never seen that before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This.
Which one? Which LSU loss?
The one in the SEC.
Talking football or talking baseball?
The SEC baseball tournament.
I thought you were talking about football.
No, right, yeah.
Football's found new ways to lose against LSU 1,000 times.
That baseball loss to LSU was, to me, a worse.
Now, if we had been playing LSU and this happened against LSU, then maybe I'd be like, this is just Auburn.
Maybe voodoo is real. Maybe I should kill a chicken and take its intestines out and eat it so it can happen in the future.
What is Auburn is they win a whole lot more games than they lose.
For sure.
That is just Auburn being Auburn. In almost every sport. Basically every sport.
I hope that Jack does play the... You know what, Jack? Play that Bruce clip from Twitter right now.
Yeah.
If you can,
if you haven't already,
put Bone Crusher underneath it. Like I said on Twitter. Because we really should outside of the club. Play that underneath it. That's what we need.
Yeah.
So that clip...
If you haven't seen that he captured my feelings perfectly. I said this on Twitter this morning. That Auburn has won a whole lot of games to get to these points where they have these crushing losses. They've won a whole lot of games, many of them that they really shouldn't have, you can't say shouldn't because they did,
right?
But that they weren't expected to win. And this Auburn baseball team was not expected to be there. They weren't expected to be up 4-1
right
in the ninth inning
against a team that nobody beats.
4-1, I think.
Mississippi State's lost 13 times this season.
Yeah,
that's more than half. Less than half.
This state team is one of the teams favored to win this thing.
Yeah.
So it was always going to be a tough game, and I realize that it's super frustrating because we played great baseball, but I was nervous and not my normal just nervous about Auburn stuff. Because Jack didn't really have his stuff, even though he did all right. But then we got into the bullpen, and we zoomed through it. And yeah. I was really...
Well, you say that. There were runners on it was almost every inning.
Yeah. They left 30 guys. How many guys did you leave on base?
They left a ton of dudes on.
I don't know how to read a box.
Guys, this is Crow trying to read a baseball box score. Yeah.
This is not...
This is really enjoyable.
It's not written the way I like. There we are.
But man, we
let me help you out here.
There it is.
Left 14. On base, 14.
They left 14 on base. Why is it gray, ESPN.com? I feel like I'm a granddad. I can't read that.
It's because you're on ESPN.com.
Yeah. 14 left on base is too many for Mississippi State. Auburn on the left 6 on base. Auburn played pretty well, but again, you've got to score more than 4. To be 100% honest, you kind of do in the College World Series. You can't think that 4 runs are going to be enough.
Well, they almost were.
They almost
5
were.
Was enough.
5 was enough. But like,
and they didn't score 4 run runs. That's the thing. The pitching was good enough.
Yeah. They just had errors. It happens. It does.
I likened this game to the 2014 Texas A&M game. Because it wasn't the championship game, but it was one you basically had to win.
Sure.
And the team was playing well enough to be one of the best teams in the country.
That was the first game I watched in Germany, Ryan. The first game.
And it got down to the end of the game. We didn't play our best game.
No, we sure
And they
didn't.
Just gave it away. Something that these players have done 10,000 times in their life. Take a snap, throw the ball to first base.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. This stage got too big.
I just don't. It felt a little like point shaving, to be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
Not to be casually libelous.
Yeah, you're accusing Edward Julian of.
But it seems super point shavy.
Because it's. I mean, although the announcer made a great point that he hopped maybe 5 times before making that throw, and every time the announcer said, like, every time you hop,
just got in his head.
You're getting a little higher.
Every time you hop, not only is it a mental thing, but like he's saying, it's a form thing. It's not the throw you're used to.
Yeah,
right.
You're closer to the bag. You're not just standing up in the.
Yeah, it was weird.
My initial thought was, why didn't he just tag the guy out running?
Yeah,
third?
No, he should have.
He had tunnel vision going first.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, well, that's the easy out. That's the out you're supposed to make. You're supposed to throw the first.
You don't want to
because the guy can avoid the tag.
You don't want to drop the ball.
Yeah, you drop the ball, he's at home and scoring a run. Yeah.
It was the right play. It just didn't make it.
Zoomed it, and then the go ahead run was
as a Braves fan actually watched Brooks Conrad in the 2010 postseason.
Good,
that's
gracious.
What that looked like.
Oh, Brooks Conrad.
And you know, Julian had the error in the seventh inning.
Brooks Conrad fans out there. Yeah. Sorry.
He was basically a hero.
That could
all
have been
season.
A made up name for all I know.
He was basically a bench hero all season, made all these great plays, big home runs, and they got to the playoffs and he had to be a starter. And it just he couldn't throw the ball.
He ruined Bobby.
I feel like Clay Thompson.
He ruined Bobby Cox's last game at Turner Field.
Did you see the Clay Thompson quote where he said they're talking about Steph's legacy and the or KD, it's about KD people talking about it, and he said he's one of the great ones. People put a lot of pressure on one of the great ones. Muhammad Ali, LeBron James, Peyton Manning. Who's a baseball player?
he could not in that moment think of a baseball player. His brother is a major league baseball player.
That's amazing.
In that moment he couldn't think of a major. His dad was the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. That is an athletic family.
Yeah, they got a little athlete DNA running through them.
My daughter does not have any of that. If she makes it, it's going to be 100% from her
hard work.
Oh. Or hard work.
She going to be a GPA boost?
Or EPO.
Yeah, I don't, we want to put a pin in this. It just...
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot frustrating. Of guys played really well. Judd Ward had not a terrible game. That's not true. He had a terrible game. He had 3 strikeouts at bats.
Not knowing how to read a box score. Again.
Not to put him on blast, but Ryan Bliss has also been amazing all year. And
Will Holland, he had a great game. I was thinking him, and I said Judd Ward. He had a great game right up in the middle, like at second base. I feel like every other hit by State went right to him, and he had to handle a pretty hot. Yeah. 1-2 hopper and then throw it to first. And he did an amazing job.
He might be the only guy on the infield that had a great game defensively, though.
Will Holland looked really, really good.
Wally, I mean, they were tough plays, but he let a few past him. And then Bliss bobbled that at the end.
And there was no way Bliss was making that play.
Okay, I didn't. I was already so listening at that point.
It was so far behind the bag, and the runner was at third.
Okay.
I mean,
Andy made it sound closer.
The one thing Auburn did
not do. The runner would have had to have fallen on the way to first run to make that play.
Auburn only forced one ground out into a double play the whole game. Wait, and at the end.
Oh, because we had really our big fat eyes on a triple play there at the end.
And then that's what I'm saying. Julian started going for that triple play, had the error, and I think it was the seventh inning.
Yeah.
And that you just kind of, you knew when that ball went to him in the ninth.
Yeah.
His wheels were turning.
That's what got him.
The worst thing that can happen.
God, I hope he doesn't have the yips now. That'd be.
Yeah. We can DH him. We have other third basemen.
He's not as good as him.
Right.
Yeah. That's why Connor Davis is the DH.
Right. All right. Let's put it. Yeah, Chief's right. 18 minutes on that. It was brutal.
Jabba is not a real thing.
Jabba's not a real thing.
It's not a real thing. It's not a real thing in the way that people use it, maybe. I guess there are some ways that Auburn as a whole is just being Auburn, but there's no...
Playing in the postseason in almost every sport is Auburn.
Yeah, right.
There's this self-loathing nonsense that I just can't stand.
Yeah.
We're going to play a game, though, because Crow has a game. That's our new segment.
All right.
Today's game is...
We need to take a break. And,
oh, yeah, take a quick break.
Hear from our sponsors, our new sponsors.
Oh, man, Jack. Let's go to the billing department. We're playing a game. It's called Who That Is and Who He Play For. And it's, I'm going to show these guys photographs.
By the way, we're back from break.
We're back. Yeah. Orange Drew Podcast. It's your boy, Ryan Sterren, Chief Crow. I'm going to show these guys photographs of people. They are going to tell me.
This podcast are a video.
That's format. Okay.
Yeah.
Just know they're going to be confused looking.
We should put links to these pictures in
there. No, it's okay. They'll know who it is when I tell them who
okay,
it is.
Okay.
They're going to tell me who that is and who he played for.
Okay.
They all play for Auburn, but what sport is the question?
Okay.
Now, that's going to be the easy part.
Uh-huh.
Obviously.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to identify any of these people.
Well, the basketball player is going to be in basketball uniform, so that part is going to be...
I actually know all the faces of the basketball team. I'm pretty sure.
You think you do?
I don't want to walk-ons. I don't want to do this.
I don't know. I don't know any football players. What any of them look like anymore? I'm donezo.
I can tell you what Joey Gatewood looks like.
We're going Chief, and then if you say yes, I know who that is.
Okay.
No, I don't. If you say no, Ryan has a chance to steal.
Okay. We're gonna lose another game this week.
Ready?
No, because I'm not gonna be good at this. That is a baseball player.
Okay, that's who he played for.
And
tick,
tick, I feel like this
tick,
is a trick.
Tick, tick,
is this Ryan Bliss?
No.
Okay.
Ryan, you want to try?
No, I know what Ryan
All you know is I have to. Not Ryan Bliss.
This guy looks way older than Ryan Bliss.
Oh!
Is he, it was a current player?
It's a current player.
Okay, oh no.
AuburnTigers.com.
I think I know who that is, but I don't know his name.
He's got a baseball hat on.
He is a baseball
player. And a baseball uniform.
And a baseball uniform.
I think he's the primary pinch runner, and I don't know his name.
Oh. His name is Jarrett Eaton.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
That doesn't count.
Dang it.
He was close.
All right.
I would not have pulled that name.
That's a half a point.
I'm not going to know any of these.
Just kidding.
Literally.
You might know some of them.
We got a prime flop in the Jamaica Honduras game. Just in case you're watching.
I hit some wall some years ago where I just... I don't know what anyone looks like
anymore. All right, Chief.
I could identify Sam Cannella. If he wants.
This is
I know what he plays.
Yeah, what's he play?
He plays football.
Okay, correct.
Shouldn't I get to go first?
Oh, right. Ryan, do you get to go first?
He plays football.
He plays football.
Yeah, sure. 0.25 points.
Man, I should have not asked for this one, though.
Football players are hard.
This is not only a player. This is a scholarship athlete that is going to get a ton of playing time. This season.
Is he a starter?
I don't know. The nerd's not here. I think probably-ish. defense is funny. You never know.
Oh, it's defense?
That's a big hint from Crow.
He looks like a big boy.
I think I know.
Give me T.D. Moultrie.
Chief, chance to steal.
Okay.
That's what you were going to say?
You know it's not T.D. Moultrie.
That's exactly who I was going to say.
This is the worst cover Crow's ever done.
A beatboxing Oreo.
Big Cat Bryant. Big Cat Bryant, 6'5".
That was close.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a player for Auburn. This is not
because he told you he was on defense.
This is not just Crow picking some random guy.
You didn't even pull a name out of your head.
I was,
ladies and gentlemen,
I was about to say something.
This is a sports podcast in which we literally talk about sports.
I don't know that I could pick any Auburn athlete out of a lineup except for Bo Nix and Joey Gatewood, and that might be it.
This picture is so blurry.
Sal, obviously.
Sal Cannella. Yeah. All right. Whose turn is it? Chief's turn?
Chief's turn.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Oh, that's our soccer. That's yes. Briefolds.
Briefolds. Correct. Correct. Briefoldinho. 1-0 for Chief, I believe. First one to two wins.
This got a game, bad feeling about this one.
This game is going forever. Chief gets to go first again.
Oh,
wait, what, again?
Because he got that one right.
This is make it take it.
Make it take it.
Come on.
Let's see. I have to know this person's name.
Otherwise, it might go on forever. Because if you get one, but then I don't get one.
The party never ends.
We're going to win by two?
Win by two.
First to two, win by two.
All right, here we go. Let's see if I can't. Let's see if I can't stump Chief.
Oh, you can. There's no doubt about it.
I thought the game was Does Crow Know?
No, the game is Crow Has a Game.
That used to be the game.
All right.
So, Chief, what's going on in the soccer match? Tell me about it.
Well, no, here we go. We're good. Oh, no one cares.
Honduras is losing.
All right, Chief.
Oh, man. He plays basketball.
Correct.
Clearly, he's the,
I got a shot at this.
He's the kid from Auburn.
Nope.
Oh, no. The other guy.
I've got a shot.
Not a walk-on, I don't believe.
I might be able to pull
it. Oh!
Come on.
Jeez, Louise.
We got a shot clock here?
Yeah, I'm done. I can't remember his name.
That's not a scholarship player.
Yeah.
No.
He's a transfer.
Oh, Jamal Johnson.
Correct!
Yeah.
Jamal Johnson! A 6'4 guard from Birmingham, Alabama.
That's right.
By way, I was about to say, if he was a scholarship player, he's the only one I don't know.
Guys, it is 1-2-1 in the most intense game in the history of this podcast.
I'm about to just about to Auburn this up. Brian's going to beat me.
All right. We are going back.
The Chief, what matters, you got to the big stage. That's
yeah.
Auburn.
Yeah.
You're on a podcast with
I don't think some
listeners.
All right, let's see. All right. Sorry, my phone is acting up.
Oh, it's fine.
Who he is.
Oh, he goes.
Oh, no, yeah, make it, take it.
Who he is.
I got a bad ref here.
I know
who they play for.
I know who
That's a golfer, obviously.
Yeah, I know who it is.
The only golfer I know on the team is Jovan Rebula.
Correct! It's Jovan Rebula! I would have gotten
it if he'd given it to me. This is
Ryan, this is crap. Make it, take it.
This is wins.
Woo! Ryan, you get
the overall stage.
I'll have you all know that I knew who that was.
Well, there you go. You know,
you should have made Jamal Johnson.
Guys, Big Cat Bryant listens to this podcast probably and is really upset that none of y'all could pick him out of a lineup.
Oh, look, I don't even know guys' numbers anymore. Like, I really don't.
He wears number one.
Well, I know Big Cat Bryant.
Get mad before the Oregon game by listening to us not know who you are.
Take your helmet off when you score a touchdown, Big Cat Bryant.
100% do it.
No, 100% do it. 100% do it. Throw into the stands, Emmett Smith style.
I think that gets you in trouble.
Oh, well, taking your helmet, I'll get you a flag these days.
Yeah, it's a 15-yard flag.
No fun with it.
Yeah, I think you probably get a little more if you threw it into the crowd, though.
All right, you guys will talk about Louisville.
Give it to a kid.
We're talking baseball.
I haven't prepped at all.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Louisville, except that they're good.
Except it's bad news for Louisville playing Auburn.
They're in the loser's bracket. How good are they?
Good call.
Good call.
I hear they're pretty good, though.
Yeah. They're a worse seed than
Petrino
Georgia Tech. When we beat Georgia Tech. So I don't see the problem here.
Touche.
Well, Drew McCracken said that Louisville's in this tournament because there weren't any SEC teams in their bracket.
Fair enough.
I think he said that in our last time we talked to him.
Yeah.
I heard Scott Satterfield's pretty good.
Let's hope that this loss didn't crush our team. That's the only thing. And did I say this on air? I think I didn't.
You talked about how Mexicans took the jobs of Fort Payne, Alabama.
No, they took our jerbs. No, it's not Mexicans. The Chinese.
The Chinese. China.
It's George W. Bush lifting the tariffs on Chinese socks that actually did it. The George W. Bush.
We all remember that.
I know everyone. Everyone remembers. I still to this day will only buy socks that say "Made in America." It's really becoming hard to find.
You make sure they only say "Made in China," so you know at least they're being honest.
Yeah, right. So they still make some socks in Fort Payne. Oh, this is just Auburn being Auburn. If we just made it harder for ourselves to make it to the final.
Yeah, I think like, what people who say like, that Auburn is typically losing in these games forget the fact that every other school in our conference thinks that Auburn is the luckiest team
in the
history of sports, every single sport.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I also think there's people that thought that that game was over after we lost it. Like, they don't understand that we still play more.
There were people who didn't know who Edouard Julian were.
A lot of people.
Who were calling for him to not be in the game.
A lot of people.
There were dum-dums who thought that Butch Thompson should be fired.
It's the depths
of idiocracy.
Great movie, by the way.
If you have an issue with bullpen management by Butch Thompson,
watch any
Major League Baseball game.
Oh.
It does not get better.
At James Jones. Well,
that's because we're Braves fans.
We're
Braves fans, Ryan.
If you have issues with bullpen management, send your messages to @JamesJones55 on Twitter and let him know what you think about it, because it will be a great time to watch.
You should have brought in Jesse Biddle. That's what I say. You don't.
My grandmother's least favorite.
What's Lydia's Twitter handle? AU Squid, right?
Yeah.
Send all your complaints to AU Squid. God,
don't do that.
No, because I want to see her just flame people. That's what I want. I want Lydia just to flame people.
Yeah. No, I look, we could still turn around and win three games and go to the College World Series final.
What we need is
we just got to win three. That's all we had to do before. We just got to win three.
AU Nerd has to call his team mediocre, and then we'll go on a run.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time.
He's already called them once this year.
Are there
twice?
Okay.
I don't see how you could be mad about that game last night.
You can be upset. You can get sports mad.
You can be sad.
You need to get up and go for a little sports walk.
I was just bummed.
Totally okay.
I was just bummed. You know what I did? Just turned my head a few degrees to the right and kept on watching Trailer Park Boys.
You know what I did? And this is the truth. I got in my car because I was at my sister's house.
Mm.
Bones. I was watching the game. And I got in the car and turned on the Drive soundtrack.
Oh, great.
And this came on.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, like, quietly...
Oh, the best. You know, this is on my 2013...
This is, like, an all-time classic, like, it's nighttime, I'm just gonna drive home, I'm just a little bummed. Not, like, super bummed, but a little bummed.
Now, I want to talk about a bummer. This movie.
This movie.
Big time bummer, but it's great.
I loved this movie, but it is a huge bummer.
It is one of my... It might be my favorite original movie, although it's based on a book. Non-sequel series movie.
Non-Disney property.
Ryan Gosling.
It might be owned by Disney for a while.
Christina Hendricks.
Oscar Isaac.
Tough to beat.
Is in this movie.
Yeah.
Much
like Albert Brooks
is in this movie.
Umbro uniforms. More teams should have Umbro uniforms. I need more Umbro shorts.
Well, you've abandoned the only good Umbro team in the Premier League. Decent.
I abandoned them because I have no reason to be heartbroken by a soccer team that I have no allegiance to.
I hate Umbro, so. Oh, I don't think we can play this.
Guys, on the College of Mag account, let's go to a positive note here.
Oh, let's take a break first.
Fine, just cut me off.
And we're back with a positive note from Ryan.
So I asked for something good to talk about. You know, in life,
let's give them something good to talk about.
I was singing that just yesterday.
I sing it almost
in light of reason.
I love that song.
I sing an R-rated song.
How about love?
It's a Frank Zappa song that later performed by Rodney Carrington.
This is what happens when I don't write the show notes.
TMB?
I made the show notes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got
NBA draft.
We're going to talk about something good going on.
Jeez, I thought you were trying to make a point here.
I'll talk over you. So I got some responses on Twitter.
Yeah.
So let's just rapid fire.
What did you ask on Twitter?
Give us something good to talk about on the pod tonight, besides being in the College World Series.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Because we're in the College World Series.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Still in it.
There's like 400 teams in arms.
Still in it.
So Carter Michaels at the Real C Mike. Discuss sizing and placement of our big, beautiful Final Four banner in Auburn Arena.
I thought about this today, actually. I'm glad he asked.
Well, it should have the jumping tiger on it.
Should the Final Four banner be larger than the other banners, and then because the women have gone to three, should they redo those banners to each be individual banners? I think yes.
Yeah, why would you put your
Final
Four?
Because instead it says Final Four and has three numbers, 3 years on it.
Now it needs to be just the 2019 and then a bunch of empty space.
No, that's what they have for the women.
No,
What I want is individual banner for 2019. Actually, boom, and the next year when we go,
we're not just hanging a Final Four banner, by the way. We're hanging an Elite Eight banner because we've never been to that either.
Well, that's true.
It's true. What I think we need to do is an Elite Eight banner like the other ones, a regular Final Four banner. I think the women's needs to stay the same because when the men make it back to the Final Four, we just change that over to one with the numbers on it. Because you're like, oh man, look at they've been to that many Final Fours. Because if you have two, then you're like looking around, you might miss one of them.
That's why you know we should.
You guys should Google a photograph of the Boston Garden.
Oh,
they could put one banner with 16 numbers on it. They don't. They put 16 banners up with their NBA World Championship.
Now, if you win a if we were to win the championship, you put every single one of those banners up. I think.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Can we take down the Chuck Person banner?
No.
That's
Son of a Gun was the second best player ever played here.
They did.
And they put it back.
And then they put them all. They took them all down. And I was like, oh, they did that. And then they were all back up a couple weeks later.
They took them down, I believe, for the Barry scrimmage 2 years ago that we lost.
Yeah, well,
and
I think
they were back up for
opening night. New
he
ones.
Didn't it commit placed, a double homicide. And I'm pretty sure USC probably has an O.J. Simpson.
He sort of screwed two current players out of maybe their careers. We'll see.
But his career wasn't affected. He still scored all of those dadgum points. And his numbers should still be retired.
I don't know.
He didn't we're stop not being the rifleman.
Guys, we're supposed to be talking about positive.
Yeah,
we won't delve into that right now. We got another response from Sky Underwood.
Otherwise, you have to wait until they die to build a statue of them. Because Cam could still screw this up. It's Gold Jamaica.
With the news of the football-only facility for Auburn practically getting the green light, what would you include to make it fun and unique to Auburn? Clemson's got a slide. But surely we can do better than that. These new state-of-the-art football ops buildings are big recruiting tools.
You know, like, when you have an iPhone and you have that
pond inside. Oh,
that's just for you. That's for your tropical fish.
I can bring change for you.
You're going to make chief.
I can take care of your aquarium.
Fish keeper.
Tons of aquariums in there. I'll do it for you.
I think they should have one of those, like an Animoji screen where everybody walks in has a particular Animoji.
No.
So everyone can see each other in the Animoji.
Can we have a.
I know Tim Cook's going to just absolutely turn this thing into the greatest thing in the world.
I know this is a football only facility.
He's going to do the facility.
Can we have a Bruce Pearl section in the football only facility?
They need a basketball facility. They kind of have one. It's the arena, but.
Yeah, they do.
I think Bruce might be a better recruiter for Auburn.
No!
Not to a player level, but on a national level.
Oh, Bruce is the best ambassador that any school in the country has ever.
We say this, meanwhile, Gus just got a commitment.
Like two.
I'm not talking about him for recruiting. I'm just saying, just from recruitment of just regular everyday
money
people.
Is what we're talking
money
about.
Money. And, like, if I'm a 16-year-old kid that's like, I don't know where I want to go, and I see Bruce on TV doing his wrestling promoter kind of stuff, man, I'm in.
He sounds like Mean Gene.
He totally
okay, so I think we have our answer. We need a dedicated basketball court in the football-only facility.
That's a great idea.
Actually, that's an excellent idea.
Right.
Here's what I think.
The players would, like, love that, for real.
Yeah. Bring him on a recruiting visit. Have Bruce run the recruiting visit.
I don't think that's what I was getting at.
If I were to make a football-only facility for Son of Crow, it would have a Sonic ice machine. So you can just go there with your giant cup and fill it up with Sonic ice. It's the best ice, right?
That's great.
It's Zaxby's ice, too.
Who?
Zaxby's ice.
It's different. Theirs is a little bigger. The grain size is bigger.
Yeah, Sonic's is softer. It's a great ice. Sonic ice machine. That would be number one. A sparkling water tap.
You ever been to Sonic that had regular ice? Because I have.
I haven't. I would literally just throw my cup as hard as I could at the window.
Can you imagine how disappointed I was?
I can't fathom. What would even be the point? I can get a Coke anywhere.
Exactly. Okay, go ahead.
No, Sonic ice machine is a huge thing. And then also have a Domino's built inside of it. Just put the Domino's inside the football-only facility. And guys can get their Domino's fixed immediately.
Domino's, huh? I guess they're the basketball official.
This is near the offensive lineman's lockers, right?
Could you imagine if every time you walked in, there was a guy, an actual Domino's, and the only orders that go to the Domino's were you and your buds, but there were like five people working there, so the pizza came out like in 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could walk up there and go, yeah, make me a pizza. And they'd go, done, it's on Gus. done, and your pizza's ready to go.
So,
and
you're walking. So I know out. You're saying that. That sounds great.
That sounds great.
How that would actually work out is there'd be one dude back there, and he'd be microwaving those personal pan pizzas.
High as a kite.
Microwave. Well, you said Domino's,
right?
What would mine be? Well, first of all, there'd be Land Cruisers parked out front.
Oh, like rented Land Cruisers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about how sweet the bike rental situation would be at this football-only facility.
We'd have a pond, a giant pond with monster fish in it inside. You could even maybe go bass fishing. I don't know. These players. T-Will loves to fish.
It sounds like you're building a Bass Pro Shop. Are you building a Bass Pro Shop?
I might be building
a Bass Pro Shop. That is four pay as hell.
And
Chiefs football-only facility is just a Bass Pro Shop. But the one in Memphis is just a giant pyramid.
I'm pretty sure T-Will would be with me on this.
Probably.
He loves to take his guys fishing. I want to go
That'd
fishing.
That'd be pretty Auburn, actually.
Fishing with T-Will would be amazing, actually.
It'd be a Bass Pro Shop football-only facility with a basketball court in it and a Sonic and a Domino's. This sounds like we're recruiting every five-star from here on out.
Could you imagine hooking like a huge bass with T-Will beside you while you're reeling it in? Like cheering you on?
So encouraging.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So we need to build this facility out by the fisheries is what I'm hearing?
Well, they can build it
in my
house.
If they want no fish to be there, walk in there. My hat says, women love me, fish fear me.
All right. Let's talk about
I had a hat like that in high school, by the way.
It's draft week. Let's talk about the draft.
Do you like to fish?
I like fishing. I'm not like an avid fisherman.
Yeah, I like to fish. If I had a fishing hole in Auburn, I would go a lot, but I don't.
I know a spot. We can go.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Let's go, Ryan.
You want to go catch Pat Dad's pants?
Sure.
Good. Oh, next I talked about Goat Man. Island on the
Okay. Oh, yeah. That was the next thing I wanted to get to. Chief, explain Goat Island.
I've never been there.
What?
I've never been to Lake Martin. How about that? How un-Auburn am I?
Wow.
Is this like an elite North Alabama thing? Like Lake Martin?
Lake Talladega.
Gunnersville or nothing.
Yeah, Gunnersville is way better than anything else.
Gunnersville, you could have had some bodies in that lake.
You work on the Chattahoochee. What do you think's going on over there?
It gets hotter than the Hoochie-Goochie.
It does. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. Sorry. You can't talk about the Chattahoochee and...
Not bring up Alan Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I've just never been to Lake Martin. Nobody's ever invited me to go to Lake Martin. How about that?
It's everybody else's fault. Gus, Christy, come on. Help a man out.
I wish I had a place on Lake Martin. You know who had a place on Lake Martin?
Butch Thompson.
Well, apparently he does. But the guy that poisoned the trees.
Al from Dadeville?
He lived in shack. Compound brick shack on the... Anyway. So they talked about Goat Island. You've been to Goat Island? Apparently it's an island in the middle of Lake Martin, which isn't that the Coosa or the Tallapoosa River? Anyway, I do look down my nose at these things.
If it's not the Tennessee River,
It needs to be the Tennessee River. I've just never been because no one's ever invited me. There's apparently an island with goats on it. They just live. They roam.
And that's Goat Island. That's Goat Island.
Yeah.
I know of Goat Island. I've just never...
Do you have any more questions, Ryan?
Yeah. No, because I submitted that tweet, or I tweeted that
at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, we started recording.
Sky. That was a good question.
Yeah, good. Why do you get those in?
Let's see if there's any more. Okay, this is kind of a sentiment we've already expressed, but tired of not getting any credit for being good. Always labeled, quote, underdog. Why can't they just show Auburn respect? I guess that's a rhetorical question.
Well, I mean...
We've kind of talked about that.
What is she talking about? What are you talking about? They can't show Auburn respect. We're in the College World Series.
Well, it's not a voter thing.
I know, but like we don't have to be shown respect. We earned a right to be in this place.
Yeah, we earned our way in there. So I guess
voters don't put you in the Final Four. You have to beat a bunch of good teams to get there.
Right.
Voters do put you in the College World Playoff. That's why it's a champ.
Yeah, I guess.
So you're saying
ball should have
some of it is expectation.
Just so we're clear, Crow is for big postseason?
Yeah. Oh, Crow is for no postseason.
Okay.
He's for a league champion. But if we have to do it, let's be honest with what this is. This is people picking the four teams they want to see play on ESPN, and that's the College Football Playoff. Let's not pretend like this is just the four best teams.
Yeah.
No one knows what best means. We can't even define that word.
Right.
Notre Dame was there, so.
I think we get close in college football to picking. It doesn't always work out. Most of the time it does, I think, in college football.
There's no way to work it out because no one plays each other.
I'm going to introduce you to a friend of mine. Warbloggle.
Oh, gosh. He made some enemies this week.
Look, he did. He has this exact same sentiment.
There's no way to work it out because there's 8 million teams. They play different disparity of schedules. Alabama plays Duke
it's easier,
of the year.
It's easier to figure it out in football. Football is only, you have to be the best out of 121 teams or whatever.
You know what my hot take is, right?
What?
The BCS was good. We just needed a 14 BCS.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
That's what I said the whole time. I was like, why aren't we blowing this thing up? It works. People were like, these computer rankings.
Here's what happened.
And it's like, do they? There is human error built into some of those models. Right. But
college football decides playoffs, what happened was they looked in their backyard, saw there was a bear in their backyard, and they're like, oh my gosh, you guys, we got this bear in our backyard. We got to get rid of it. So they bought a tiger. And they put a tiger in the backyard and killed the bear.
Yeah.
Bear's gone. Bear's gone. Problem solved, right?
Auburn beat Baylor. That's the moral of the story.
And now they got a tiger in their backyard, and no one wants to admit that they've got a worse problem than they had when they had the bear.
Yeah. Why? Well, I know why.
The Big 12.
It's all, and the reason they didn't keep it is money. They didn't want to pay the BCS people to keep making, because then they would have to say the BCS college football playoff, and they're having to pay somebody. This way, they're not paying anybody for any rankings.
They could just pay Bill Connelly to pick the four S&P teams.
Yeah.
Because it basically is what BCS would put out.
Right.
But they're not going to do that either. They're going to let a bunch of weird people in smoky rooms. Some of them, you know, have nothing to do with college football and actually have more to do with
the
Geneva Convention that they really want to cut. But anyway,
again,
instead, we have that instead of having, you know, computers and people that watch the games actually decide who's going to the playoffs.
I don't know. Jeff Long was in charge of it. He's a pretty smart cat. But I think it's stupid. I think they'll
fix it. The guy who hired Brett Bielema to Arkansas?
Yeah, well, he did all right. He hired Mike Anderson, too, and they fired him recently.
Guys, this week is NBA draft week. Auburn has potentially three.
Do we want to take a break before this segment, too?
How many breaks are we taking today?
We're supposed to take three.
Chiefs got a pee. Hang on.
I'm taking a break. And we're back with more positive news for Auburn. It's NBA draft week. We've got a... We took three breaks. Hopefully Jack has three ads for us.
Well, he said two or three.
Okay.
Same ad twice.
We have three players, potentially, maybe two, definitely one, who will get drafted in this week's NBA.
We have some.
Oh. I don't know.
I would say that Chuma's going to definitely be drafted. It depends on where. I've seen everything
from... He's been tumbling down, hasn't he?
Yeah. I've seen everything from 27 to 40.
Jeez, what happened?
Somewhere in that range. Because here's the thing with the NBA draft. After 10, no one has any idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just what player you like.
I mean, yeah, no one has any clue. There's not a ton of difference between number 10 and number 35.
Okay.
There really isn't. At that point, it really is just what player do you like, who fits well with your team, or who, if it's a European, who can you draft now, let him play in Europe for a couple more years, and then give him in the future. There's a lot more going on with it than that. So to be honest, I have no clue where Chuma's going. I hope he goes to the Mavericks.
There's a couple of teams that have been linked to him.
Sure.
There's been like six teams linked to him. So
a lot of 76ers buzz, to be 76ers, 100%.
I've seen the Spurs a couple times.
First and second round, I've seen the Sixers linked to him.
I think Crow would love the Spurs.
He's a Spurs player.
I would love him in the Spurs. He's very Spursy. I'd like him on the Mavs. At this point, him with Luka and Kristaps, not a bad group. I've seen him to the Hawks. The Hawks have 19 picks, I feel like, so maybe maybe they do.
I mean, it's six. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Might as well be 19.
I mean,
in a two-round draft,
no way the Hawks make all those picks.
That's a quarter of the picks in this draft.
Chuma and some of these European guys.
They have a quarter of the picks in the draft, or Atlanta Hawks picks. They're going to shop those around. And knowing the Hawks, they're going to end up trading a bunch of them for some guy that doesn't actually contribute. And it's going to be great.
Can you trade picks for cash?
Rookie of the Year, Trae Young?
Oh my gosh, Ryan. If he wins Rookie of the Year, the whole thing is a complete sham.
Is he going to?
No, he's not. No. There's this weird buzz about him because after the All-Star break, he was really good. But the entire season, this other guy won Rookie of the Month every single month.
The other guy is a guy that plays for your guys.
The Hawks traded.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Hawks fans, wanting to feel good about themselves, are like, well, Trae Young's pretty good, guys.
Well, yeah, he is.
But Luke is like the best player in the league at his age.
Why would the Hawks do that?
For all those another picks? First-round pick next year, or this year.
Okay. They get a guy.
Which ended up being number, the 10th pick.
They get the number 10 pick, who's probably like the center from Texas.
They get totally screwed.
Yes.
Best case scenario, they get the kid from, they get Claxton from Georgia.
Oh, be, good.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So the Mavericks turned Trae Young and maybe the center from Texas into Luka Doncic.
Well, you guys got screwed.
It's the greatest thing that's happened to me as a Mavs fan until they traded Dennis Smith Jr. for Kristaps Porzingis.
That's super Jabba. Just Atlanta being Atlanta.
Atlanta being Atlanta. Yeah, it's good times. I think Jared Harper's been linked to a couple teams too. My comp, I'm writing an article for the site.
UDA? Is that what he's going to be? Undrafted?
No, I've seen him linked in the late second.
UFA. UDA. What's a UDA?
Undrafted designated agent?
United.
I don't know. Desk agent?
Anyway.
You work for United Airlines at the desk?
Underwater development
disc firm.
Underwater diving agent.
Everything's got to be
underwater
agent.
Underwater development.
I've seen him linked in the second round to the Bucks. A couple of teams in the late second.
Seen the Kings as well.
Yeah. He actually reminds me of Will McLaughlin.
That's a hockey team, isn't it?
Yeah, the LA Kings.
They're both in California.
Will McLaughlin, Dr. McLaughlin sent me a link to an article about someone comp with Jared as a JJ Barea of the Dallas Mavericks. I think that makes a lot of sense. He looks, he plays a lot like JJ Barea. Both have high basketball IQ. Both very, very fast. Real smart players. Super athletic for their size. Jared is much longer than JJ, probably better on defense than JJ Barea. Yeah, he has a chance to make a name for himself this summer. So cool. If I'm an Auburn fan, I'm going to my cable provider and asking them for NBA Network for this summer, because you're going to see a lot of Jared Harper and you're going to see Bryce Brown. And you might, from what I've seen, you might see Malik Dunbar. He got a workout last week.
If he's not playing for my Carolina Panthers.
Right. But he got a workout last week for an NBA team. It wouldn't shock me if Malik and even Horace are on a summer league roster somewhere this summer. And if you have NBA TV, I think ESPN is showing some summer league games. Summer league is becoming bigger and bigger. And one of my favorite things in the world.
Are you telling me I could have new content for ClassicMalik.net?
You could have some new ClassicMalik.net content.
Best news I've had all week.
Yeah. Some sweet.
It's only Monday.
GIFs of him dunking on some Lithuanian dude.
Oh,
yeah. Then scoring a touchdown that weekend.
It could. This could happen. If I could. I'm going to have to get somebody with some real nice motion animated image skills that can.
If that's you.
Morph it. Yeah. That can morph.
You've got motion animated image skills.
That can morph Malik dunking on a Lithuanian into him scoring a touchdown
for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
The Carolina
Chief
Panthers.
Will buy a PS4 in Madden if Malik Dunbar is in Madden.
I have a PS4.
Oh, well, there you go. He's just going to buy Madden.
Just going to make create him Malik.
Somebody that's got some graphic design.
I might buy last year's Madden and have the new roster.
Somebody that's got some good graphic design skills, throw him on a Madden cover, and Chief will pay you for it.
Sure.
Will I?
I'm telling you that he will.
Surely he will.
I didn't talk about
it. So we've talked NBA draft. That's the last thing I had on my list, guys. You know what that means. That's it for us this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, we will be back. We'll talk a little bit more NBA draft. Tell you where everybody went. We'll wrap up the baseball season probably either way, right? There's only 1 week
No, the championship is middle of next week.
Okay, cool.
So we'll be preparing for the championship.
Yeah. We'll tell you about how Auburn's going to do in the championship game and maybe we'll talk a little football. Is that a thing we do yet?
We'll wait till
after the fourth. We'll see.
Maybe. Bonus.
We love you.